Now, there's something about magic that pulls us all in, right? You remember those David Copperfield TV specials? Reading palms and tea leaves, it's all kind of mysteriously exciting. Or maybe just the basic, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Card tricks and pulling coins from behind children's ears. Magic trick kits are still a big hit for kids. One of them even ended up under our Christmas tree this year. Magic brings surprise, enchantment, and wonder, because there's no reasonable explanation. So when we come to our text for today, we can't be surprised that people surrounded Jesus and were captivated by his abilities. He was doing miraculous things, unexplainable things. He cured people when for years, even since birth, each had been plagued with misfortune and exclusion. Jesus cured them and he helped them restore them to life, literally. Many were able to return home and belong again and find a future in society. But those crowds, you have to wonder whether they followed Jesus because he did magic and miraculous things or because of his message. His message of loving our God and our neighbor. The message to have the least become the greatest and the greatest to become the least. His message to include and forgive and welcome. His message to usher in the kingdom of God. Magic or message? So I want to parse out this word magic, just so you all understand what I'm actually talking about. So much of Christianity really doesn't want Jesus' message. We just want the fairy godmother to bring enchantment and blessing, to heal us, to deliver us, to offer easy transactional solutions to complex situations. And that to me, you know, tongue in cheek, is magic. And yes, sometimes amazing, unexplainable things do happen. But to reduce Christianity and its 2,000-year history, as well as our heritage with our Jewish and Muslim brothers and sisters, to reduce all of that to blessings and miracles and favors is like reducing quantum physics to a meme. It doesn't work that way. And to believe it does us, as people of faith, an incredible disservice. Now, the church has held a powerful role in our American society, that it has privileged us to be able to dismiss in some ways, or even forget or minimize the message, because Christianity was always in the air. It was in our soil. It was even in our legislation. We didn't have to worry about ushering in the kingdom because we were supposedly already building it right here. Forget the message. What message? We just need the right formulation for prayer and church growth, and all will be well. We will receive God's blessing, and life gets better. Now you may wonder, why is Pastor Jesse going off on this crazy riff about magic and a little bit of indictment of our American version of Christianity? I'll admit it. I'm coming today with a lot of passion because I spent a lot of time, an unusual amount of time this past week, with people outside of the church. People who grew up in the church and were never taught the message of Christ, only about the magic. They no longer have a need for the magic, or don't really believe there's much magic at all, and have no sense of duty to continue to be a part of it. I spent a lot of time this past week with people who wonder why some people are recipients of God's magical response to prayers, and for some, there's only silence and continued struggle. People who were never taught about the message of Christ, only about magic and blessings and eternal life. And it made me sad. It made me angry, and it made me terrified that even after years in the church, that was their takeaway. Because they were part of something. It made me so angry and terrified because we are a part of something so much deeper than happy, clappy Jesus. We are part of a movement of believers seeking to follow Jesus Christ, not just be recipients of God's favor that make its presence known through material things for our own consumption. We've forgotten about the message. We've forgotten about the message that Christ has called us to, and we'd rather have the easy fix of blessings and evidence of God's favor through popularity. See, this journey we're on, it's about both the magic and the message. To witness to the kingdom of God, to challenge idolatry, to transform the society, to be stewards of God's creation, to acknowledge God's power, not ours, and to witness to the evidence of God's activity in our lives and in the world. That is message and magic. Jesus himself, he was overwhelmed by those crowds, by the demands for the magic. He could have easily gotten caught up in the popularity, but instead, that morning, the text tells us, Jesus went away to a deserted place. He spent time away. He spent time away to clear his head, to gain perspective, to reflect, to contemplate, to pray. And when the disciples found him, it says after, you know, a frantic search, his clarity was that they move on to the next city and proclaim the message. So on they went. The text says, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Message and magic. We need to do a better job of sharing the message, not just being a people of magic. Jesus spent time away in the deserted place, and doing so gave him perspective, insight. And he didn't stay where he was. He moved on to the next city, proclaiming the message and casting out demons. Message and magic. And the next week and a half or so, all of you will receive at home a Lenten bag for the season ahead. And I promise you, there's nothing magical in it. In the bag, you will find many ways for you and yours to spend time away with God, to pray and to reflect and contemplate and to rediscover, or maybe discover for the first time what the message is of Jesus Christ and expand your understanding of God's magic, right? Or God's presence and God's activity, God's work and evidence of God's presence in our world today. Message and magic. See, it's both, Jesus shows us, about the message and about the power of God's activity in the world. And we recognize it and live it when we engage in the rhythm that Jesus has set before us. We can be the church we are called to be when we can find balance in our own lives. Message and magic. May it be so. Let us pray. Holy One, we give you thanks for your word and for your continued activity in our world. Help us to learn, to know, to contemplate, to pray, so that we can witness to your activity in our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.